Brilliance Audio presents
If Men Were Angels by Reed Karame for Orally. What is government itself but the greatest of all reflections on human nature? If men were angels, no government would be necessary. James Madison. Book 1. 1. The road is narrow and rolls up and down in hesitant, not-quite hills that capture all the half-hearted defeat I once saw at the heart of this country. I park on the edge of town. There is no one here who would welcome me. I sit in the car, watching snow slant across the hills and the sad little town, and after a while, a strange thing happens. I am looking at a field, the gaunt figures of bent corn stalks leaning together into the gray distance, and it comes alive. The world of my memories is lined with the faces of strangers, and now they rise, pale and attenuated in the wintry light, pale but hopeful, raised and always hopeful, as if the most delicate of all emotions has gathered substance in the flesh. We were, in the end, just another road show, another carnival in a world jaded by spectacle. But in the beginning, there came these moments when the crowds gathered in the summer twilight, and you felt it out there. You could hold out your hand and feel it against your palm. There was a night when we arrived late at a small southern town in a state I've long forgotten. They have been waiting for 5 hours, and the noise started even before we left the buses. We walked through the crowd, and they were cheering us for no reason, leaning across the rope and clapping, slapping us on our backs, and soon we were all running, running in this narrow space between thousands, carried along by the sound, flying through the darkness until we came out into the space reserved for us, and we saw the courthouse brilliantly illuminated, a Georgian wedding cake, white as a bridal gown, curved pillars suspended in the air by light. He was standing on the porch with his wife, swaying to the music.